Hey, Baljinder.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, good. Should have something for you this morning.
Cool.
They come in at 8 o'clock, so we should have something probably about an hour after that, around 9.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah, right, man, I'm trying to get this done as quickly as possible, man. I know there's like a big rush.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was really helpful, though, that you got us the other approval, though, so like, you know, to have something to work with.
Cool. And you got that letter thing, I think.
Yeah, I got the letter, forwarded that over to them, cleared that up, because they had some questions. They were like, hey, I thought, you know, this guy didn't have any loans.
Yeah, I called that company, and I asked them, I was like, yo, how come, like, this thing, like, what is this thing? And they're like, oh, because, like, I guess when we were looking for funding back in, like, July, I guess it was like a precursor, but we never took anything from them. So I was like,
still filed the UCC.
I guess because when we signed the paperwork, right away they had something submitted, and I was like, that's fucking stupid. So that's why I was like,
that's not the right way to do that at all. It's supposed to be a filing for when the funds actually go in. So
yeah, so I was like, yeah, that's a shady ass company.
No, it is. You know what? I haven't even heard of them before. So.
Yeah, they're not, like, they're, like, really, like, the guy who I dealt with, like, his name, I don't remember his name, Josh, something like that, but, like, he was cool, but he was telling me, like, it's a private investment firm. I was like, oh, okay.
What does that mean? Like, they just had a bunch of, like, rich dudes all together, just pooling their money and, you know, lending it out pretty much, okay.
Yeah, like, they're a bunch of, I guess he's saying that the way they do it is, like, they're a bunch of hedge fund brokers, and they're, like, it's, like, kind of their spend money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how they work it.
That's kind of, you ever heard of Lending Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like a bigger scale version of what you're talking about. Like, that's a bunch of people and a bunch of these guys in New York. They're all pooling the money together, and it's publicly traded stock, but those guys are sharks, man.
No, we used them once way back in January. I mean, we cleared it up, like, we used it for, like, a week because that's all we needed to vote for. And then, they were cool, but their rates are expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Even more than Everest? I don't know if I've had anything to say bad about Everest, man. They, every once in a while when we can't get something.
Could you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? So, what were you saying?
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, Everest, you know, I'm definitely familiar with them. Every once in a while, if, you know, we have somebody too high risk, well, actually, you know, we've reached out to them before on a few occasions just to kind of split the risk with us and split the cash so we can get something done.
Yeah.
They're good guys over there. But, you know, we should have something back in a few hours here, man. I really want to get this done today for you, because, honestly, just... You already have the docs out on the table for some other companies, so, you know, I don't want to hold you up.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, I don't want to use them.
Exactly. It's nice to see what your options are, even if it's just getting a longer term length, man. It'll just help with the cash flow.
Yeah, something, right. Something.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
exactly.
I guess what's your opinion on everything at this point?
Just gotta wait, because, you know, to be totally honest, we don't usually get applications with such, like, you know, little, you only have 4 months, we usually ask for 6 months.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the whole tax return, the SOS, pretty much every aspect has got something a little bit funky with it, so I can't even give you, like, you know, feedback as far as, you know, what's comparable to other customers I've dealt with, because, like I said, you know, every little aspect skewed a little bit, so it's kind of in their hands to, you know, figure that out.
Okay.
But, no, that should be close. We should be able to work with it, man. I did, you know, I talked to them before and said, you know, this is what I got. I have, you know, documents, you know, Ball Ginger is willing to send me anything else we need, you know. So, you know, you've been super good about getting everything we need on time pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're helping your own case out. Should have something soon, though.
Okay, so we should get something possibly soon.
Yeah, today, for
cool,
sure.
Cool. So they come in at 9, and then from there you'll be able to know?
Yeah. 8 o'clock. It should be 9, 10 o'clock. We should have some, you know, definitive answers. Like, at least a yes or no, like, we have something for you, and then, you know, you can continue from there on out.
Cool. Well, hopefully we get something going.
Yeah, exactly, man. I really want to try and get this finished up, because...
Yeah, because you guys are close, so it's nicer.
Yeah, I know. I know. We usually can, you know, if we have a little bit more time and more documents, man, like, I know we could crush that Everest deal.
Well, yeah,
look at it. It's not terrible, but, you know, we have done better deals than that.
I understand. Like, we're not, like, at this point, we just went through all our numbers. We don't need a full 125. Like, 50 to 75 would be perfect, you know?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because... We did some number crunching, talked to our accounts receivable, and a lot of them are actually going to be paying Monday, Tuesday to us. So that's kind of where we're like, all right, makes sense.
Okay, so if we can get you something around, you know, 50 to 80, it would be
perfect.
Good enough.
That way I figured it's less risk on your guys' end.
It is for sure. And what's nice is they come back with an approval for, you know, 100K. We'll be able to chop that down and actually save you some money, too, so that'll be good.
Cool. So, all right. Well, I'll touch base with you around 9, then.
All right.
Perfect.
Give me till like, 9:30-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. They get in at 8, and I don't know what the... I'll definitely tell them I need some answers ASAP on this, though.
Okay. Awesome.
Cool. Thanks, Paul Ginger.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Take care, man.